Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage.
Well, they're back. Joe and Cindy Farini with your weekly My Marriage Matters segment. Been with this radio station for years, trying to bring your marriage closer together and closer to Christ. So who snores worse, Joe or Cindy? Be careful, Joe.
I know.
No, be careful, that's right.
It's Cindy, isn't
it? I don't snore. How about you, Joe?
I'm not going there, man.
We both claim that we don't snore, but we're always nudging each other.
We both have tape recordings of each other.
Do you really? Yeah,
that's
well,
hilarious.
But honestly, sometimes it's bad enough that a couple might just go, look, have fun here. I'm going to the guest bedroom so I can actually sleep.
Right.
And you had someone write in and kind of ask about this, right? Like, what do you do? I mean, they don't sleep together that often because of sickness or snoring, or they take up too much space in the bed or whatever.
Sure. Well, we actually were out with some friends on Thursday night. We went down to Little Italy and had a really nice dinner, and their two daughters came and joined us. One's married, one is soon to be married. And so we said, hey, you guys have any marriage questions? We're getting a little low on some questions. Do you have any that we could ask? And this one was posed by the married daughter. And of course, she was so cute. She goes, oh, of course, I'm not asking for myself. You know,
of course, yeah. A friend I know really well.
But, Ryan.
Yeah.
So I'm trusting she's asking for a friend. But I thought it was really a great question, because the first thing that came to my mind when she asked that was exactly, Brian, what you had said earlier as you got this segment ready to present. And that is, back in the 60s, actually, I remember seeing the couples on television portrayed as sleeping in separate beds. Mm-hmm. And I think the earlier shows, I don't think you ever saw a couple in bed. But when you did, it was in twin beds in the same room. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
But I guess as I contemplated and as we get her question, the thing that came to my mind was, you know, there are times when one of us is really sick. And honestly, I don't really think we should be coughing on each other, or we don't want to get the other person sick. And there have been times we have gone and slept in separate beds just to not get what the other one had.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think that's a healthy thing personally. We have such a cozy, comfy bed. I just wouldn't want to sleep here alone because it's so comfortable. I love sleeping with my husband.
Yeah, and but I mean, there has to be a time when this gets unhealthy. I mean, would you recommend couples actually, you say, you know what, I don't like having someone else in the bed, they take up too much room, we're just going to get two twin beds and put them in the master bedroom. Is that good advice?
Well, I'll tell you, we might bring some clarity to that one, Brian, because we know a thought about that, what you're talking about right now. And one thing we want to make sure we're not talking about at this point is actually taken from 1 Corinthians 7:5. Where it talks about stop depriving another except by agreement, so that you may devote yourselves to prayer and come together again, lest Satan tempt you because of your lack of self-control. And so, again, it comes back to the motivation. And so why is it that you are not sleeping together?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it is an issue of snoring or sickness, or because the grandkids want to jump in bed with you and there's not enough room for six people in bed, time to move out, you know. Then it's, you know, that's a different story. But so we just bring clarity to our conversation here, where we're not talking about, you know, denying one another sexually.
Mm-hmm.
We're just talking about that there are going to be times, and that's okay. There are going to be times where it's probably best not to sleep in the same bed.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I think, too, you know, if it's a matter of you've had a disagreement and then you think, well, I'm just going to go sleep in the other room, I don't think that's the best choice
right.
of time.
Okay.
I think maybe the best choice of attitude and talk at that moment would be to agree when you would talk about this disagreement. Maybe it's the middle of the night, you don't want to have to continue it,
mm-hmm.
but to not make that a habit, because if you make that a habit, then I think other habits happen as a result of that, and then you find yourself in a situation that, you know, isn't a healthy communication style.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we're supposed to love our spouse, as Christ loved the church, and you know, love our neighbor, if your own snoring is keeping your spouse up to the point they're not sleeping in the same bed, go see a doctor.
Right?
I mean, for goodness sakes,
yeah.
if you care about their sleep,
get a sound machine.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah.
I love my sound machine.
Yeah, and those are good points, too. And I think you know, there are going to be times where the other person is going to keep us up. I'm sure I've kept Joe up many, many times with coughing when I've been sick, because my cold doesn't go just to a cold. It usually goes to a cough. And, you know, sometimes that's weeks. And so I think we be respectful of the other person, of their not getting sleep, you know, to say, you know, maybe for this next week or so, maybe I'll just sleep in one of the other rooms or something. Mm-hmm. And then I was thinking too, you know, you guys both get up so early, and your spouses don't necessarily have to get up at 4 a.m. like you do. You know, maybe some spouses can sleep through that disturbance of getting up and getting ready. Maybe others can't. So I guess we have to be respectful of, you know, what we have to do, but then also what our spouse has to do, like in that next day. Is it going to cause them to be so tired that they can hardly drive to work, that they can't function at work?
Right.
So those are things that I think have to be considered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, great advice again, you guys. Any closing thoughts and some thoughts about how folks can connect to you?
Well, we would love for people to connect to us on Facebook at My Marriage Matters. If you have questions, we'd love for you to send them. Also, if you have a question, give us questions at CindyFarini.com or JoeFarini.com, and we'd be happy to answer those questions. And I guess my challenge for the day would be, if any of our listeners are in this situation where they aren't sleeping together, just to have a good discussion on it and ask, you know, why.
Right. Yeah,
because there may be an underlying lying cause that really needs discussion and some conversation.
That's a great point. Thanks again, you two. Again, Joe and Cindy Farini with My Marriage Matters. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, all right. Sounds good.
Thanks.
Bye.